الرحمن الرحيم، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا علمنا ما ينفعنا وزدنا علما يا رب العالمين. Respected brothers and elders and sisters, Alhamdulillah. In continuing our series on the beautiful du'as of the Quran, yesterday we covered the du'a ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما. Was a remarkable dua again on so many different levels, mashallah. So that dua, mashallah, again, the idea of it was, may Allah to make them the coolness of our eyes in this life and the hereafter. So when we die, they will continue to remain people on deen, and then we'll receive them in Jannah, inshallah ta'ala, right? This dua today, mashallah, is like, I want to say it's like this mega dua. I don't know how to describe it. It's the dua of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam. It's this incredible dua to take care of all your dunyawi and ukhrawi needs. And mainly it's for the worldly needs, because you'll see the situation where Musa alayhi salam is in. Musa alayhi salam has remarkable du'as. He has a du'a against Fir'aun in the Quran. His du'a of Rabbi Shrahli Sadri, as everyone knows, which we'll cover maybe a couple of days later, inshallah. And this du'a, mashallah, in Surah Al-Qasas. By the barakah and virtue of this du'a, Musa alayhi salam, mashallah, his whole dunya was set after this du'a, right? What is this du'a? It is the du'a, Rabbi inni lima anzalta ilayya min khayrin faqir. O Allah, that which you have sent to me, from goodness, I'm in need. So let's explain this a little bit so everyone can, inshallah, feel the emotion and hopefully use this dua in the right way for ourselves. Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, from his being a baby, right? From the time of infancy, he was raised in the castle of basically Fir'aun, right? He lived his life as a prince. Does that make sense to everyone? Why? Because Fir'aun considered him to be his adopted son. So he would live with all the luxuries of the king. He would eat from the luxuries of the king. He would do whatever he wants. But subhanAllah, Allah Ta'ala has put in his heart, although he had the dunya in his hand, it was not in his heart. Because it was in his hand, not in his heart, he was a humble person. So Musa alayhi salam would spend most of his day going out and helping the public. He'd be a person of charity and sadaqah. Could you imagine this, mashallah? May Allah make all of us like this. I think, subhanAllah, again, when a person loves to give sadaqah, they realize that, Ya Allah, had you given me more wealth, I would give more in sadaqah, Ya Rab. You know? SubhanAllah, may Allah give us that type of heart. So Musa alayhi salam would go around. He had this daily patrol where he would go around the city and see whatever the needs of the people were. So one day, subhanAllah, as you all know, he saw one of his community, Israeli, this was the good time, not the time we have now, the Israeli good guys, right? At that time, subhanAllah, the good guys, Musa alayhi salam said, this is from my qawm. And he was arguing with one of the Qibti, the Coptic, the police officers that they had at that time, right? Fir'aun had sent them to do some, to take care. But Bani Israel, again, were slaves. So then they would pick on them and abuse them. This is very common, right? And so as they were oppressing and doing wrongdoing towards him, Musa alayhi salam saw this. And he said, man, I have to get involved. So he got involved. And then فَوَكَزَهُ Musa, he just shoved the officer just like this, right? And subhanAllah, Musa, because of the tremendous strength he had and the power Allah that gave him, like they say about the Anbiya alayhi salam, they have the strength of 40 men. So فَوَكَزَهُ Musa فَقَضَى عَلَيْهِ, right? He pushed him a little bit and the man died. فَقَضَى عَلَيْهِ, right? قَدَ قَامَتِ الْقِيَامَةِ, man's dead. Okay? So this is what happened. He was incredibly shocked. And he was very worried and nervous and scared. I mean, look, he just killed the guy. He wasn't intending to. Again, the whole thing was just to kind of them, hey, leave the Israeli alone, right? That was the whole intention. So then immediately Musa starts to make dua. He starts to say, Allah, please forgive me for this action. You know, and I don't want to be a helper of shaitan, right? SubhanAllah. And then Allah that gives jawab in the unseen. فَغَفَرَ اللَّهُ, Allah says he forgave him. You know, Musa alayhi salam, after that, he makes a commitment to be a good person. But what happened was this whole incident happened. And now this Coptic guy is dead. And now the Israeli guy is gone. And Musa alayhi salam is the only one, right? Him and the Israeli are the only two people that know, right? No one else was there. So now this news is spreading that there was a murder in the society. And now they're looking around to see who killed this police officer. Who could it have been? Next thing you know, Musa alayhi salam, he's walking around the streets. He's very cautious and careful. He sees the same bichara guy he helped yesterday. He's arguing with another guy. The same guy, the Israeli that he helped him out yesterday, he's arguing with another person. So now Musa alayhi salam, he looks up to this person and he gets irritated and frustrated. And I tell you, subhanAllah, I can understand this. Because when you see someone doing jahala, first time ignorance is like, okay, bichara didn't know. Two, three times, come on, subhanAllah. And you come into like, you know, he's a Nabi of Allah at the end of the day, right? In his heart, he's a Nabi. So you can't really mess with people like this. Someone actually the other day, really funny, they called me because they had some marital problems, right? So I said, okay. So then I said, please text me right now, I'm busy. So then they text me and said, Mullah, if you can give me a call when you're free to help me. I said, does the doctor ever do that to you? You know, like if the patient is sick, they go to the doctor and say, doctor, help me. The doctor's like, oh, no, no, yeah, I'll call you to help you out. I'm not getting paid for the service, you know? SubhanAllah. If you need help, you come to me. If you don't want my help, or if you don't care about my advice, or you think it's gonna waste your time, I have no time to waste. Trust me. Trust me. We have a lot of people to help in this ummah. May Allah reward us, Ya Rab, for the effort we give. Having said that, Musa Aysam gets really mad at this guy. And he goes up to him and he says that, weren't you just yesterday arguing with this guy? And Musa just speaks sternly to try to tell him to stop doing this. Stop arguing with everyone. Arguing is not good. The brother goes and says, Ya Musa, ataqtunani kama qatalta bil ams? Will you kill me like you killed the guy yesterday? Right? He's arguing, the Israeli is arguing with another officer, and right in front of him said, oh Musa, are you going to kill me like you killed the guy yesterday? Oh, what, are you trying to become an oppressor on the world, a tyrant on the land? He starts speaking this big, big stuff. And Musa alayhis salam is looking, and the officer is looking. They're both looking at each other. The officer runs back to the headquarters he has. Immediately, the message goes up to Fir'aun. Fir'aun, your adopted son, Musa, he killed a guy. Now, immediately, there is a wanted poster, a bounty on Musa alayhis salam's head. Qatal, right? He's going to be killed. So Musa alayhis salam, what is his options? One person, mashallah, a good man from the council of Fir'aun. From the council of Fir'aun, they come to Musa alayhis salam and say, oh, Musa, please, you have to leave the community. Just leave Egypt. Go wherever you can. Just head out. Right? And so then he said, where will I go? I never left Egypt before, right? He doesn't know any other place. He said, don't worry. I'm a well-wisher to you. If you stay here, you will die. I don't know where you can go, but just head out. So then he was told that there's an area called Madian. Madian is a remarkable place. They said that it's a place of freedom and Fir'aun has no influence there. So Musa alayhi salam said, I don't know which is Madian. And he said, okay, what else other option did he have? So inside himself, Musa alayhi salam, walamma tawajjaha tilqa'a Madian. He just said, you know what? They told me it's in this direction. He asked someone which way is Madian. They said this way. He faced that direction and he said, Ya Allah, you have to guide me to there. So no GPS. Rather, it was a divine GPS. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because of the sincerity of Musa alayhi salam, Musa alayhi salam walked straight. His sandals and everything started getting torn and his clothing got tattered. And he was walking and walking. He walked straight and mashallah, he reached Madian. Okay? After reaching Madian, subhanAllah, he comes up to an area where there's water. And he sees that there's water there and he drinks himself. There's a well there and he's drinking. And then finally he goes back and he sees all these shepherds come in and all of them are pushing and shoving. And the sheep are like baaing and neighing and everything and whatever. And then Musa alayhi salam sees that there's two women staying all the way in the back. So now Musa alayhi salam, you know, subhanAllah, you and I, mashallah, in our zamana, we'd have such ajeeb corrupt intentions, right? And some weird things that will come in our mind. Oh, nikah, right? Ajeeb things that will come in our mind, right? Oh, they're alone. Wow, maybe it's opportunity. I can show off the rizz, maybe. I don't know. Like, these different things come up in our mind, subhanAllah. Musa alayhi salam says he's wondering out of a legitimate concern. This is what I'm saying. We're missing this concern. When people try to help out the opposite gender, I'm very subject to wondering what your intention is. You know, I'm very skeptical about it. People, subhanAllah, say, I have a very sincere intention. But I know you, man. I know you, man. I'm a wolf like you're a wolf. I'm a wolf like you're a wolf. And I know what you're going through your heart. It's the same thing's going through my heart, right? You're thinking about the sister in some ajeeb way, subhanAllah. Don't deny. You have to be honest with your nafs. And then you can reform yourself. If you don't know there's a problem, you're never going to fix it. So having said that, Musa Aysam generally went up to them and said he was wondering why is it that these two women are trying to feed their own sheep? And he's wondering, why are women coming to do the work of men? Does that make sense? Because who should have been taking the sheep? The men of the household. So he's wondering very much sincerely from his heart, as a Nabi of Allah Ta'ala, as a good person, mashallah. Ma khatbukuma? What's up? What's your problem? What's your situation? Ma khatbukuma? If you want to understand this word, this is the same word, khatbuk. It's the same word that when, you know, the king of Egypt, during the time of Yusuf alayhi salam, he goes up to the woman and asks them, why did you go and try to seduce Yusuf alayhi salam? He uses the same word, ma khatbukunna, what's wrong with you? Musa says the same thing to them. Because he's not here to make a relationship. He's not here to be friendly or nice. He's trying to help out sisters with their haja, so I'll help them out, but I'm not here for me or anything else. Sister, how do we do? Sister, assalamu alaikum. Sister, how are you doing, sister? Oh, sister, is there anything I can help you with, sister? Is there anything fine? Do you need anything, sister? Should I buy the groceries for sister? Do you need a nikah, sister, by the way? I'm actually available. Here's my bio data. Like, subhanAllah, we do all these ajeeb things, subhanAllah. So having said that, Musa alayhi salam says, ma khatbukuma? What's up? What's your situation? They said, la nasqi hatta yusdiya ria. Until these shepherds feed, we can't feed any of our sheep. And then they use the word that brings out the tenderness and the rifq of a Nabi. Wa abuna shaykhun kabir. Our father is a very senior sheikh, and he has no ability right now. We are his only daughters in his house. There's no one else who can provide for him. We're the only ones to take care of him. SubhanAllah. Mashallah, they say this was Nabi Shu'aib alayhi salam. They say Nabi Shu'aib alayhi salam didn't have any sons to go after, you know, to go afterwards. So Musa alayhi salam, subhanAllah, he sees this and he immediately, Allah Ta'ala doesn't give you the details. Fasaqalahuma, immediately he grabs all the sheep, he shoves all the shepherds out the way, he gets to the well, he picks up the cover on the well, which was like they took 10 people to pick it up. He picked it up himself, he shoved it over, and then he took all the sheep, he fed every single one of them. And then he brought them back to the woman and he gave them. Fasaqalahuma, he put the sheep before them and he didn't even give salam, he just walked back. Fasumatawalla ila dhil, he went to the tree, underneath the tree, and then he raised his hand in dua. He said, Ya Allah, Rabbi inni lima anzalta ilayya min khayrin faqir. Ya Allah, that which you have given me from any goodness, Ya Allah, I am in desperate need right now. What is the need that they mentioned? They said that this Nabi Musa alayhi salam is in the lowest position he's ever been. He was a prince in the house and the castle and the palace of Fir'aun. At this time, subhanAllah, he doesn't even have sandals to cover his feet, subhanAllah. People need to understand, when you are following the path of the Anbiya alayhi salam, when you're following the path of the prophets, your dunya will be affected. And trust me, this is a sign Allah Ta'ala loves you. Okay, I know it's hard to hear for some of us because we get scared, like, oh my God, my dunya. Trust me, the Nabis of Allah Ta'ala, the Anbiya, the prophets, subhanAllah, look at how they had to go through some misery, some difficulty. Musa Isam has no house. Where is he living right now? What's his address? 114? Huh? 130 Lexington Street? No, it's under a tree. Where is the tree? Madian. Where's Madian? And we don't even know. SubhanAllah, where's his address? No address. Where's his food? No food. Where's his clothing? He has nothing. Really, he has nothing on him, right? SubhanAllah. He's unbelievable, this haja he is. And what happens? He makes his dua, Ya Allah, I need from your mercy. So immediately, subhanAllah, the heavens start to move for Musa alayhi salam. So the girls go back home so early. Father is intelligent, Shaykhun Kabir, right? So he says, oh my daughters, how'd you come home early? And then they said that there was this really nice person here who actually he fed all our sheep for us and then he came back. And then the Shaykh said, I know every single boy in this community. No one will ever be that nice to you. Who was this man? They said, and then they said, we don't know. We didn't ask any name, nothing. We don't know anything about him. Then the father said, this was not right. Go back to him. At least give him something. Look, if he came like this and you saw him just lie down under a tree, there must be something wrong with him. Bring him back. Bring him over. So then one daughter had to stay home to take care of the sheep, and the other daughter went back. How does she walk back? SubhanAllah. You saw Musa alayhi salam, how he dealt with the opposite gender. He was very, very, again, he just went straight to the point. If you have to help the opposite gender, be straight. Don't be around this weird stuff, right? So Musa alayhi salam, subhanAllah, went straight and he did the job. This girl, how does she come? Right, فَجَاءَتْ إِحْدَاهُمَا تَمْشِي عَلَى اسْتِحْيَا. She comes back, subhanAllah, walking. Allah says she walked on modesty. She was walking on haya. The heights of haya, istihya, is the highest form of shame. As if she's covering her face, she's walking with her head low, she's guarding herself, concealing herself, right? She's walking up to a man, right? So she should come up with some modesty, some shame. This is how you do interaction. People ask, how do we, unfortunately, in Muslim countries and in Muslim communities, rather, and especially in America, we have no consideration about this, about gender separation, how the opposite gender is supposed to work with one another. In fact, what we do in our communities is what? Assalamu alaikum, brother. Assalamu alaikum, sister. How you doing? How's everything going, right? Some people, subhanAllah, praying salah right next to each other, not even caring anymore. Ajib, man. SubhanAllah. You know, Allahu Akbar, Allah forgive. This is unfortunately the facade of people not knowing how Muslim countries and how the deen actually teaches us. This girl walks literally on modesty, Allah Ta'ala says, In Abi yad'uka liyajziyaka ajra ma saqaytana. Our father called me to tell you that you have to come to our home. He wants to pay you for what you did. Our father called me to tell you he wants to pay you for what you did. Musa alayhi salam is angry. He walks to the house. Where does he walk? He says, listen, sister, I walk in front of you, you walk behind me. And if I go off the road, you just throw a rock at me and tell me which way to go. Why didn't he want her to walk in front? Because Sulaiman alayhi salam said, the most dangerous thing to be in front of are two things that should be in front of you. One is a lion and the other one is a woman. And he said that the woman walking in front of you is more dangerous. SubhanAllah. Let that process. May Allah grant his understanding. Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, he was very upset. He comes to the house of Sayyidina Shu'aib alayhi salam. And then Shu'aib alayhi salam said, I'm here to, oh son, how are you and everything? He said, no. Before all of that, how dare you say you want to pay me for this work? He said, how dare you say you're going to pay me for this work? Ajra ma saqaytana, you're going to give me ajr for this? My ajr is with Allah. And Shu'aib alayhi salam, see, this boy is a little hot-headed, a little tempered, right? Going to become the son-in-law, right? So little every son-in-law is a little bit hot-tempered, a little bit, right? For us, right? Sometimes. So in any case, so then he says, okay, beta, that's fine. This is not a payment. This is a gift. Sit down, please. And he said, come, you probably haven't eaten. So he lets him eat. And then he says, please tell me your story. And Musa Aleyhi starts from the beginning, man. SubhanAllah. He starts telling every story in the book. When I was a baby, I was with my mom. Because Musa Aleyhi can talk. You know how he can talk. My mom was like this, and then my Fir'aun did this, and then I was put in the carriage, and then the cradle, whatever, and then put in the water, and then I killed a guy, and then all these different things, and every single story. Shu'aib just sitting listening attentively, And he said, "La takhaf, najota min al-qawmi al-zalimin." He said, "Don't worry, you've been saved now, right?" So now Sayyidina Shu'aib alayhi salam is thinking, I gave him a house to eat in, right? But I can't keep him here. How can I keep him here? So then he starts to think. He says, "I have two daughters." Right? This is not Musa's intention. This is Shu'aib alayhi's intention. So I have two daughters, and then he says, the daughter actually comes up with a suggestion. She says, "Father, if you were to hire him as a worker, right? You can. We need someone to help around the house. Then he can have a place to live." And the father, mashallah, caught on, right? Because the daughter is saying, "Oh, father, he's strong and he's trustworthy, right?" So he's catching the hint. What is the hint here? Maybe she'd like to marry him, right? So SubhanAllah, Shu'aib alayhi says, "Yeah, I can hire him." But hiring him is not really keeping him. So they said, "You know what? Oh, Musa, I have a suggestion for you. I have two of these daughters. I would like you that if you can wed one of them, right?" And he said that, "And this is between you and me, right? If you want, you don't have any mahar, right? So what can you give as mahar? You can work for me for eight years, or if you want, you can work for me with 10 years. If you eight is what I want you to do, if you work for me with 10, this is a bonus, right?" And he said, "And I'll be very grateful for it." Musa alayhi salam, mashallah, kahi proper son-in-law. He said, "That is between me and you, okay? I will do the eight. If I want to do the 10, it's up to me." SubhanAllah, right? So in this, mashallah, what I just read to you was covered in one page of the Quran. From where Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, he makes the dua on the top of the page. Rabbi inni lima anzalta ilayya min khayrin faqeer. He makes his dua. And within this one page of the Quran, what does Allah Ta'ala do for Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam? Within this one page of the Quran, Allah Ta'ala gives him, subhanAllah, the house, the job, and the wife. From this one dua that he made in one page of the Quran, Allah Ta'ala solves all the problems of Musa alayhi salam. Okay? He did it after doing a good deed. And so our ulama usually say when you make this dua, you do something. So you see our ulama say, for example, if you were to vacuum the masjid for 40 days and make this dua while you're doing it, Allah will grant you a wife, inshallah ta'ala, like that, right, mashallah. I'm giving you tips, okay, guys? Or you do i'tikaf with this intention, you make this dua regularly, right? Because Musa did an amal for Allah ta'ala, and then after he made this dua, Allah ta'ala blessed him with a house, a wife, and a job, mashallah ta'ala, right? SubhanAllah. I mean, Allah grant us without any mahar. SubhanAllah, right? MashaAllah, this is a steal, right? This is the steal, mashallah. So I recommend everyone, inshallah. Trust me, our life is a page in the Lawh al-Mahfuz too. It's the same exact thing. You can get all your problems solved from the barakah of this dua as well. May Allah grant us all tawfiq, inshallah. Allow us that we can become people that our lives are changed and understand the benefit of this dua. One thing I want to finally mention was, Rabbi inni lima anzalta ilayya min khayrin faqeer. Ya Allah, I'm a faqeer. I'm in desperate need of what you have. This is the feeling when you make the dua. Ya Allah, I'm in desperate need. I need whatever you have, Ya Rabbal Alamin. You make this dua, Allah will take care of all your dunya, inshallah ta'ala. May Allah grant us all tawfiq. Wa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.